Some passed it more than mm-hmm. others did.
But well, and the ones that you felt weren't ready, you pulled back.
We did. Yeah, we did. So
the home contractor one.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And we've done, I think we've done a lot of work in the last year mm-hmm. on that one. I mean, it's gone from this much to this much. And
right.
I think it's still going to cover the needs. But mm-hmm. is it going to be perfect? We don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Like I said, with Dave there, I don't have any issues.
Yeah, yeah.
It's who's the next guy?
Yeah. Well, see, as long as we get Dave to do the 65 people coming in to get there. Oh, yeah, and they changed the, I don't know if everybody knew that, but if you look in that, it's changed to home service contractor allowed by permit right, and then it's going to be, what do we call it, Lisa? Not certificate of compliance, certificate of
residential use permit.
Residential use permit.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So right now we have the use permit that Dave uses for commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And
there it is.
I have a
section 5.
Not here, yeah. But I have a rough draft of the copy of what the use permit will look like, and it's a little bit of what it was mixed with what we're asking here.
Right.
Basic information, pretty much who are you, where do you live,
mm-hmm.
what's your intent,
what, is it you're doing?
What are you doing on the land, yep. How many people besides the owner are employed with you?
Mm-hmm.
That checks and balances this in here where it says the use does not employ more than one person who is not the owner of the property.
Mm-hmm.
We changed that from resident of dwelling to owner of property because you can have multiple people in your house that live with you and work with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that would maybe encourage that or, yeah, so it minimizes that amount. Say you're a family and you have, you know, something in sons. Yeah. You have 5 boys. That's a resident. So it wouldn't count any of those people. So you could have 5 trucks, possibly, plus an outside truck.
And all those people could work for you.
Exactly. So we wanted to get away from that and just say it was the owner.
Yep.
Also, the permit is per the owner only. So if there's any changes in ownership, it terminates that use permit. And there needs to be another one. So they'll have to come in. And that's all
So it doesn't go stated. With the property.
Right.
Right.
And then do right. we do a checks and balances with, like, the state? How many people are employed by Chalbeck Incorporated?
Not really. It's not going to be the. It's not going to be that heavy.
Like you would, you know.
Yeah. It's not going to be heavy-handed enforcement.
Yeah.
It's going to kind of be, kind of like an honor system to a certain degree, but it's going to be probably more complaint-driven.
Yes.
Which most things are, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone's just sitting out there and doing nothing, and no one even knows, well.
But that's keep walking by your property and checking out every little thing you do. And
yeah.
I got one of those neighbors.
But I think that's your point, Rudy, with you 65 people right now that we know are in violation. There's probably been complaints against 3 of them.
If that.
Right? If
yeah,
that.
I don't, yeah, yeah.
Or maybe it was just 1, right?
Because right. most people don't even know.
Right.
You know, you got guys like Rick Champagne down on Old Deerfield Road. And, I mean, he's got his barn out back and stuff and fine and... you've got Paul Frazier on Courier Road.
Yeah.
He keeps his yard really nice. You know.
As Dennis said in your last meeting,
I mean, look at
people
Dennis.
Make
Dennis. Yeah.
Yeah. People yeah. make more noise going out to mow their lawns at 8 in the morning,
right?
Than they do coming home with their truck at night.
Yep.
After a whole day of. You know, work.
Dennis is just going to have to reclassify his as a truck farm.
Yeah.
then he comes under agricultural.
No, a wedding venue.
Well.
No, I don't know if that can
no,
be.
No,
well, if that,
not residential.
Woodstock.
You have to be a farm, though, to do that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Woodstock is next year.
He has hay fields. Doesn't that count as a farm?
Yes. And he hays, and he has what was it, large animals?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, he classifies as a farm.
There we go.
Yeah, and I think, actually, he'd be primary agriculture because they raise the beef and they don't sell it, but they raise beef and they raise sheep and they shear
That's
the
right.
sheep and they do wool. And
right, right. Huh. So
the residence is main, right mainly for the family and then...
Right, yeah, yeah.
I'm just listening to you guys today.
So, all right, so that's just it. I think what I would like to do is, if we can get everything done for the village district, the village people, by November 20th, then hop right on this for December and try to get the probably get the public hearing on the 17th or 18th.
So the 20th, we're also doing the warrant articles, as you just said.
No, these.
We're going to be going over them. You said in the ZRC.
Oh yeah,
go over.
Right. Yes.
Any more changes, and then the 18th of December, the public hearing.
Right.
For the warrant articles.
For the warrant articles, and if there's too much on the 20th, we can postpone the zoning amendments until the.
No, there's not, because the 20th is. It's passed now. It was just Saturday. I say Monday, but so there's no other cases besides the continuation of Brock and Hebert.
Oh, okay.
Hebert won't be ready. Okay. So hopefully Brian will be back with his information.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, he will. I'll talk to him today.
I do have him on the agenda as well for the 6th, just in case. So that's the besides the four corners.
Perfect.
The warrant articles. We do have a deadline of 9 o'clock. I just want to state that for the school.
Yeah.
We have to be out of there. So clean up and everything like that. So we'll have those. But if the four corners only takes an hour, we have an hour to do whatever is necessary. And then when we had our meeting, we tentatively already scheduled. So we'll schedule that for the 18th.
Great.
So,
and you said... What's our flow on the 6th? Does that run like a normal meeting?
Yes.
Are you presenting? Is Nate presenting?
Nate?
Both.
Okay.
I'm going to present the draft amendment.
Yeah.
Right, he's going to do the slideshow, right?
And Nate's going to do the presentation.
Okay.
So it's basically going to be structured like we were doing a public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to take any comments if we don't want to.
Okay.
It's up to the chair to make the determination on whether public comments are going to be accepted or not. I'm going to accept public comments.
Right.
So it'll basically be what we would normally do at a meeting. We go over this, and we know we'll be discussing it as a board. And then I could say, okay, do we have any questions? Or we can just say, we'll go over this and say, you know, what do you guys feel? How do we look? Blah, blah, blah. I have copies available for the public. And then I think probably what I would do is just say, okay, now this is what we've got for the draft amendment. Here's the presentation that we're looking for the public hearing. So it's kind of going to be a regular meeting where we're, just like we had tonight, where we're going through all of this stuff, but then we can say, okay, are there any public comments?
Okay. And you'll set the stage for this at the beginning, right? Because I know, right, this the last time we did this with Carol, right, I think it was still, that was more of an open forum anyways. It wasn't really a planning board meeting.
Right.
But there's some high emotions on either side of it.
Yeah.
And I just know there were a lot of folks that were getting pretty vocal at that one. So I think you'll want to make sure you set the stage for when they can comment.
And I'm going to talk to Clark Thing too, because Clark is usually good at the public hearings.
Yeah.
I just have to figure out how to really do it at a public meeting, because you usually don't have a moderator at a public meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I can tag team with
we would have to pay his fee though.
We would. Yeah. No, we can't hire him though.
Well, there is if
we
people
only got
are
$1.16 left in our budget.
$1.13.
Help.
If people
we're
are
less than that.
I know. I am. If people are saying the same thing, mm-hmm. there's now I forget it, but there is a certain word that Steve Buckley said
that
to
Clark
us.
Knows. Because I think he's done that before.
That you can say to them, this is, say it's, you know,
redundant.
Pretty much is what that is, and cut them off.
Right.
That's allowed in, you know, in meetings. And I printed out how to run a smooth meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, those things can be done. Those things can be done with members of the board as well.
Right. Yep.
So if people are saying the same thing over and over again about a discussion, the chair has a right to just, you know, wrap that up.
Right.
Yeah.
So that
Which
it doesn't
I've done on
keep
occasion,
yeah. So it doesn't keep going.
Yeah, Yeah, I'll check. I don't mind moderating it, and I think I can keep it in line for that one. And we'll see how that goes, and we'll just keep, like we said before, we'll set the ground rules, you know, what we say.
Yeah.
And I'll basically say this, is that this is our regular public meeting, and public comments may or may not be allowed by the chair. And I would say that I, as the chair and the board in general, has agreed in this particular case that we'll take comments from the public, but here's the guidelines. You can't say what someone else has already said.
Right.
There's not going to be long discussions on things, and having one person take over the whole conversation. Mm-hmm. So, the usual guy.
Who knows? Maybe the turnout. I mean, when we first talked about it, I suggested the school just because I thought there might be a larger turnout. Maybe it's not going to be as overwhelming as
I initially thought. Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, look what happened the last time we had zoning amendments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sorry?
Look what happened the last year when we had the zoning amendments.
We had no idea about, you mean when we had the big crowd?
Right.
Yeah, it was like, oh, this is just our rate. What? I thought I was parking way over.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you weren't here back
no,
then?
No, I wasn't here back then.
Well, it was the big thing that we had.
It was the agriculture.
Mm-hmm. The agriculture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was like, there, and the service contractor one was in there too, because we were looking at that. That's an event. I mean, this room was full. There was people out in the hallways. We were getting pretty close to not having our proper fire-rated assembly permit limitations in place.
I heard it was standing room only.
Oh, it was. It was.
Rudy, you did a good job then.
Oh, yeah, you
kept
really...
kept it well-regulated.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yes, you really have it together, man.
I'm sure you did. And I must say, too, Rudy, I think you handle yourself fantastic. Not just here, but on social media as well, because there are so many people chiming in, throwing barbs all the time, anytime there's something posted around, what's going on with the blasting? And you're like, this is what it is.
So many calls about that during the day.
Well, that's what I put in, and Mike McGillin thought it was a great idea. I said, hey, Mike, can you do that? And then Nexel system?
Yeah, because I got that on my email, and I'm way over there, and I kept on listening for it. I didn't hear it, but, I'd say to Jim, hey, listen, at 2 o'clock today, they're supposed to blast, but I never heard it way over.
We
well, come on over here.
Did you?
Because you can hear the whole building rumbles.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I need to, next time. But I thought it was cool that you did get that alert. I thought that was wonderful.
Yeah, Karen just set that up. Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank you for that, but, one of the big things that I keep saying is that we've got a really good board. I mean, the members that we have in here are just so, to me, so involved with things and positive input.
Right.
And there's no...
No personal agendas so much. You know what I mean? It's like you're really here for the good of the town. I feel that.
Well, I have a personal agenda.
Because you want the town to be wonderful.
Want the town to be better off.
And that's a good personal agenda. I mean, that's why you want to be here. Well, whatever.
So while I was waiting at the 93 South rest area with the tow truck to come and pick up the car, I ended up getting something to eat, and I was walking around, and they have all of these things about live, work, and play.
Yep.
And every other statement in there is about come and live in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right now, I don't feel like that's the way Candia portrays itself as. Come and live in Candia.
Oh, no.
We say, come and live in New Hampshire and live wherever you want, as long as it's not here.
Not Candia.
Well, you
but
have
that's
to,
not the way we want our town to be. But at least I don't think so.
You have to remember two things. One of them is in Candia is that there's a certain number of people who happen to be vocal that don't want to see any change whatsoever.
Right.
None whatsoever. They want it to be...
And are kind of old.
What, I have this, problem with, they want to keep it rural. It's like, okay, anything that we're doing here is not going to change the rural cast characteristics of Canada.
No, and you know what? I think if you focus it here, it protects the rest of it.
Yes. And then the other thing is, a couple of things. One of them is that some people, it's like, I have mine, so you can't have yours. There's people that are like that. But then you have a lot of people that aren't vocal in public settings. That are very, very proud of Candia, that they want to have. They love the things that we have over here in the school and stuff with, you know, 4th of July or Home Day or anything. Yeah. All these people come over here and it's like, that's what they're looking for, is that sense of community. So those are the people that we have to get to do any of these changes, because they're the ones that say, oh, hey, look, what they're doing is going to make it so that we've got more of a focal point for more of that kind of stuff.
Right.
Those people are usually going to be kind of quiet, but they'll talk to you one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, that's true.
A personal setting, and it's like, yeah, geez, that sounds like a good idea. You know, can we do more of this? And then, of course, you've got the other people that are just, Candia is a bedroom community. Mm-hmm. You know, they just come here to sleep and eat, and then go back out.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
They've got vacation homes somewhere, so they're not really even here for any kind of involvement per se.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good dichotomy, but I think overall, and looking at how our zoning went last year and the support that people gave us for our $10,000, they want planning, they want the master plan,
right?
They want to know something that's going on. We'll see.
And I think the work that the school board is doing is improving. We're trying to make the Candia school system something where people want to move into the town,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And put their kids in.
Yeah. And another one of the things that I've seen, especially in the last year and a half, is there's more cooperation cooperation between different boards and commissions.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's been nice.
Yeah, that we're getting more people in here. You know, we're asking the agriculture commission. It's like, here, go figure this out. And then they come back and say, like, this isn't easy, is it?
Right.
No, it's not. Even you people that know about this stuff are having a hard time. It's like, imagine us that, like,
we have no idea.
I don't have a clue. I don't know what big horses.
Yeah.
Sorry
I showed up at this second wind.
But that's okay. Not a problem. Glad we're here, because we were able to get some stuff voted on. We had a quorum. So, great. Excellent. And we'll see everybody next Wednesday. Is it next Wednesday? Yeah.
You bet. Next Tuesday.
The sixth.
I'm sorry, Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm
looking at it. Yeah, I was going to say, whoa, where are we?
Because we had to move our school board to the 4th.
I have CYA.
School board on the 4th?
Yeah. School board, we moved because we were going to be on the 6th for the budget committee.
Anyway, did you have to whisper something to me after this or something?
Yeah, usually you make an adjournment.
Yes, I know. Want me to make it? I make a motion that
wait a minute, just one other thing. I just wanted to let you know, I was at the select board meeting last night. They went over the budget, and our request for the $10,000, I explained that to them, the request for the $1,000 for seminars and stuff, was in there. They discussed that, and it was unanimous that they were totally in favor of our budget.
It's awesome.
Yay!
No discussion. Well, there was discussion.
But irritated discussion.
No, everybody was like, yep. They asked a few questions, and the answers were there, and they said, great, sounds good.
That's awesome.
And I did go over the problems we're having with the capital improvement program in some detail. Sue and I had met, you were there too, weren't you?
Yes.
Which I thought was going to be a half-hour meeting, was 2-hour meeting.
Oh, mm-hmm.
But it worked out very well, because we got terrible information from most people. The school, of course, was good because they had everything all lined up, so that wasn't a problem. Dennis's stuff was submitted, I believe, yesterday for all his roads, because there was a lot of discussion about Curry Road and how we were going to do that last night.
To Andrea?
I think he did. Yeah, why don't you check?
I'll ask her again, because she didn't have it the day. He hadn't done it the day that you guys had the meeting yet.
No. It was last night that he said he was going to get it today.
Wow.
So that went well. I talked to Brian Ruoff today, and he's going to start calling all the people on there. What I suggested to Sue, and Sue was all for it, is that I said that each one of the selectmen need to contact each one of the people or boards or commissions that they're the liaison for, and to find out, yay or nay, whether they're putting anything in or they want to put anything in, so we don't bother them. And the other thing is that if they have any kind of ideas, then we want to have that in there, and Brian will help with estimates on cost. Mm. Because like Mike McGillin had put in for a new police station, and he put all the stuff down as to be determined for costs, because like Mike said,
right,
he has no idea what it would cost for that.
It'd be almost $1 million.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, at least. And then, you know, that got into a discussion about Sue has an idea about putting an addition on the town hall. And, you know, I said, basically, sure, put both of those in, because we don't really care from a planning board standpoint. Get it in there so we can list everything out. And maybe that would make sense that you've got an addition in here to take some of the pressure off now. But 5 years from now, well, maybe you need a police station. Maybe you need a public safety complex. And, you know, because Dean has $300,000 to build, or as a request to build an addition to the station, which that I think is going to be fraught with problems over there. But still, submit it, because then, and I also told the board, it says, you know, by law, the planning board is just supposed to take all this information and do all the work and say, here's the capital improvements project. Mm-hmm. I said, we as a board are not going to do that. You know, we're going to work cooperatively, and everybody, department heads, board of selectmen, and everybody, so that we have a plan that when it's done and submitted out here for review and public hearing, we've had all this input and we have something in play. So a lot of discussions about that. There'll still be a lot more, because they're looking at, would it be feasible to do bonds on here? Because as I said, I'm hoping that by doing this capital improvement project, we have a flat line for the next 5 or 10 years of how much money is going to be spent on capital improvement projects. So that, you know, if we need $1 million in money to do the capital projects, can we do $200,000 a year? You know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Or do we get a bond for $1 million, still knowing that for the next 5 years, you're going to have to spend so much money, so it'll be flat. So a lot of good discussions on that. They were very pleased to see what we're doing, and that Brian's going to be working closely with everybody on that.
Nice.
So, yeah, that went well.
The only one I didn't know of was, did the recycling committee do anything towards like our recycling center or anything?
I have not seen anything by
them.
That's
too bad.
Yeah, so I think they got the message last night from both Sue and I that all the liaisons need to really check and see, really talk to your department heads and see what do you need. What would you like? Doesn't have to be a needs basis. It can be a like basis, because we take a look at this and say, hey, you know, we can do everything for like $250,000 a year.
Yeah.
Needs and wants.
Right. I'm just trying to think. They meet the fourth Thursday. What's that? So are they have one more meeting?
Is that the end of
the Thanksgiving for this, if it's a fourth Thursday?
They'll be meeting. They'll
probably cancel it or continue it out.
Well,
to
the
31st. That next week.
Is it Halloween?
That's next.
Oh, I'm in the wrong month.
Yeah. October. That's next Thursday.
So 3rd, 10th, 17th, 24th.
It's
and
this Thursday.
It's this Thursday.
This
Thursday.
2 days. It's going to rain.
I'm just wondering if.
Well, it should be. Chuck should be the one that is getting that together. You know, the Recycling Commission, the energy should be. Actually,
right,
should
I just
be doing some stuff.
I know that they wanted to get some equipment.
Yeah, yeah.
Last year?
Yeah.
I didn't know if they had presented anything.
Nope. The other thing, too, is you just reminded me of something that I know that there's some energy efficiency stuff that the committee wanted to do with lighting and things like that, too.
Yes.
That should be in there. You know, even if it's going to be grants or something like that, it still needs to be in the capital improvements project.
Right.
And Sue finally has totally realized that we cannot do impact fees until we have a solid capital improvements project. So she's really on board with getting people and lighting a fire under their butt to get going, because, you know, she's very hot to trot on impact fees, which is great.
Yeah.
But I kept telling her, we got to do this, we got to do this, and then we can do this. So I think she now understands that. And she also understands that we can't do an impact fee for the schools.
Not at this moment.
Right.
But in the future, maybe.
Yes, yes. And that's how we do these, by reviewing them every year, too, and seeing what's going on. And that was the other thing that I said, too, that the board will be reviewing these on a yearly basis, like we're supposed to under, as we found out under law. Mm-hmm. And Boyd had gone over and says, well, it's, we seem to be, you know, staying on track with most of the ones that are in there. And he was corrected because we haven't really been staying on track with the capital improvement project, because no one even realizes that they exist. Because right. No one says something every year. You know, it's like every 6 years you go through this exercise and it's like, yep, okay, that's good. Let's go on to the next thing.
Because no one wants to be the one to raise their hand and say, wait a minute, we forgot to spend some money.
Right, yeah.
Right. Well, then that money has to be returned to who you collected it from.
Well that's if we do impact fees.
Yeah? Yeah.
Impact fees.
Yeah, but this, and again, we need to take a look at that to see. Unfortunately, the school is in a situation right now where even if we had residential housing coming in, it's not going to affect the schools that much because we've got all these fixed costs.
Mm-hmm.
But is that going to...
It would actually relieve the tax burden.
Right, right.
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's like, you know, my feeling is just like, okay, you have this facility and it's used by X number of people, so the cost per person using that facility is pretty high. But if you had another 100 people, well, the cost per person goes down. So it's like, hey, wait a minute, we're efficiently using our resources in here.
Yep.
Right now, we're not.
Right.
And you know, we're not going to, like, cut off half of the building.
Right. Do we have all those? You must have all those numbers, right, on the school board? So we can...
They do.
Like, how many...
We got them.
It won't impact teachers yet either, right? How many kids before we have to hire a teacher? How many...
No, because there's only... I think there's some classrooms with 13 to 15 kids.
I'm not so involved anymore, but yeah, it seemed like they were really small.
It's very small classroom sizes.
Yeah.
Sounds like Phillips Exeter Academy. Yeah. They have.
I mean, you could do almost 10 per class before we even.
Just in case that comes up, it'd be good to be able to give some. It doesn't have to be straight factual, but some anecdotal stuff from a school board member who can say, you know, these are some of the things that.
And one of the questions
has like 30.
One of the questions that came up was
like 25 to 30
the school situation where they want to upgrade the heating system and ventilation system and things like that. But it was like, well, can't we do that with impact fees? And my basic answer was no, because those are planned maintenance items, operational items. They're not.
But what if we put in air conditioning where there's none now?
That would still be an operational aspect of it, because you're not increasing the capacity of the school. You're increasing the comfort level of the school and maybe, you know, the usefulness of the school, but you're not really doing something that's going to be required because of a change in population that we have coming in.
I mean, it's the same debate we have around Courier Road, right? We can't levy that impact fee on the guy who develops house 45 through 50 because we didn't do anything for the person who did 1 through 45.
Just so you know, there is going to be a warrant article on Courier Road again this year.
Okay.
And it's going to be, the way that it was explained last night, it's going to be two phases. One of them is going to be, well, of course, you know, the big thing is people don't want it paved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were some people from Courier Road that were here last night that one of the ideas that came up is like, well, why don't we build the road to town standards and leave it gravel?
Yeah.
And then if it works out fine, that's fine. If it doesn't, then we can pave it.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be ready for pavement. The only thing, Dennis, what would happen on the road is that there'd be more gravel on there if it was going to stay dirt, because Dennis says it loses an inch of gravel every year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just from normal.
Because it does mitigate.
Right. So that would be new under drains and all that stuff and take care of the mud problem.
Mm-hmm. So and that also address the culvert that we talked about at the last meeting?
No, this is going to be just on the north.
Oh, just on the other end.
Yeah, the north New Boston end of it.
Yeah.
That's a totally different section.
Okay.
So, like I said, some of the people from Curry Road, like Paul Frazier and the Grays and stuff were here. Yes, they supported it as keeping it dirt.
Oh,
but rebuilding
good.
It. Yeah. So they would support the Warren article What they're looking for right now is they're trying to get some more accurate costs.
Yeah.
But it's probably going to be somewhere in the vicinity of like $350,000 to do that. So then Dennis doesn't, it's going to be a separate one compared to Dennis's usual $150,000 that he does the roads, because the next ones are going to be Healy Road. Mm-hmm. That they're going to do half of it, hopefully half of it next year and half of it the year after.
Okay. Yeah. But that Courier Road doesn't address the Hebert side.
No.
And the Hebert side is going to double. That's going to cost double what the north end's going to.
Well, actually, depends on.
There's a lot of ledge.
What needs to
be
done.
You're going to be busting down.
Because I think from what Dennis had said, if they can do the culvert, then that would alleviate the major problems up there.
Well, the hard part is you got a pond or a swamp that floods out the Lee's driveway, and then just washes the road out.
Right. Right,
and it's all ledge right there.
Yeah,
and
that culvert is 100 years old. So,
I mean, I'd hate to see
anything
happen.
It's gonna have to be a box culvert.
Yeah, because I got a culvert at my property, and it's all stone.
Yes,
it's beautiful.
Yes,
and I understand not wanting to lose that, but
yeah. Well, we're gonna pave your road anyways, all the way up to
up to
Bear Brook, and put a big parking lot up at the end over there.
But I don't mind the parking lot. That means people can get out there and use it. But
we're up there all the time. Yeah. Well, not all the time, but Brendan and I go up there, go hiking out there.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, and that's one of those areas where it's like, that could stay dirt. There's only, what, five families?
If that, there's the Evans, the Websters, Marcus, and myself.
Okay, yeah.
Four families.
But the amount of traffic is probably like five cars a day.
Well, it depends if the drug dealers are driving up and down. I'm serious. There was a drug problem up there.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
People get bored.
That's when you see.
I used to live in Pembroke. I mean, now.
Yeah.
That's what I was told.
Yeah. Mike gets a call once in a while. They're very good at.
I don't want to hold people up. I know it's late.
It's way past my bedtime.
Well, I appreciate everybody.
I'm going to have my second win pretty soon here.
I know, huh?
Yeah.
So, motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you very much for taking
the time. Thank you.